Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. In this report, I want to talk about proton radiation for prostate cancer. This is prompted by several things. First, radio advertisements I personally heard for a facility in Illinois claiming fewer complications from the use of that treatment for prostate cancer. Number two, a Wall Street article citing a study by Yu and Associates in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute in several months ago. And lastly, by a relatively recent report that the Oregon Health Systems has decided not to purchase or build a proton facility, despite many centers going up around the United States. The controversy continues. The claims are clear. The proton radiation is supposed to be able to focus the beams more tightly and thereby reduce the complication rates. Is there any evidence for that? Absolutely not. In fact, if we look at several reports from SEER or from Medicare beneficiaries, particularly the one recently by Yu and Associates, we see that there is some reduction in the urinary complaints at 6 months, but it goes away at 12 months, and there's no difference in GI toxicity. Another report that has been in the literature from the SEER database shows actually higher morbidity from patients receiving proton radiation. Now, the difficulty with all of these comparisons is obvious. They're retrospective reviews, they're based on Medicare claims or SEER-based claims, and so it doesn't fully reflect what might be side effects or complications that don't prompt medical attention that would show up in the Medicare or SEER database. The other thing is that it doesn't control for differences in technique, age of population, comorbidities. Although it's important to recognize in the Yu report, the patients getting proton therapy were younger, they had fewer comorbidities, they were less likely to receive hormone therapy. Also, patients that get IMRT often have their lymph nodes radiated. Each of these factors could contribute to why there might be some difference seen at 6 months but not at 12 months. The bottom line is that long-term, there's no evidence that there is better outcomes. And of course, we have yet to see a single report talking about long-term mortality. The people at Loma Linda have been doing this for well and enough years to provide information about what happens to patients long-term. Looking at PSA control, I've talked about before, is a completely inadequate way to assess the effects of radiation therapy because it does not predict long-term outcomes. So the bottom line, once again, is we have a technology that's at least 30% more costly than IMRT. We have no clear evidence that it does reduce long-term side effects. We have absolutely no data that it proves it gives better outcomes. And yet the government continues to pay more money for it. I read an analysis that shows the extra expenditure from proton radiation could be $100 million a year, and it would only cost $15 million to do a prospective randomized trial, which, by the way, is underway at Massachusetts Hospital and University of Pennsylvania. Until that time, what should we do? Number one, any advertisements promoting lower morbidity from proton therapy should be removed from the air. They're not supported by evidence-based information. Number two, for men that are getting counseled about proton therapy, it should be made clear to them that at this time there is no evidence of a benefit, either in terms of side effects or in cancer control. And at the end of the day, we continue to be faced with the same recurring dilemma. New technologies occur, they get reimbursed without the need to prove that they're truly benefiting patients and worth the added cost. Hopefully this will change sometime in the future to stop our runaway medical expenses. I look forward to your comments. Thank you.